Good afternoon. A trough of low pressure and a warm front continue to head in our direction slowly from the north and west. The front has already produced extensive cloud cover, especially across the northern two-thirds of New York and New England, with scattered showers across northern parts of the states. We will continue to see the risk of showers, but as the trough of low pressure approaches, additional lift acting on warmer and increasingly more humid air behind the warm front will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Otherwise, we'll have partly sunny skies, and temperatures will reach into the lower 80s for afternoon highs on average, with the higher terrain managing to get into the upper 70s. Some of the storms today could produce gusty winds and heavier downpours, especially later in the afternoon and into the evening. The trough of low pressure will continue to pivot through the region overnight tonight with additional scattered showers and storms as low temperatures drop back into the 60s. That same trough, a slow mover, will still be around the first part of the day on Sunday. And as it pivots through New England, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially in the morning and early afternoon. After the trough pivots through, we'll have a gradual clearing trend later in the day on Sunday. It'll be very warm to hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. This will set the stage for a hot and humid day on Monday as high pressure temporarily builds in, with temperatures reaching into the lower 90s and dew points in the 60s to around 70. We may see a pop-up afternoon thunderstorm, but mostly dry weather is anticipated. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a deeper trough of low pressure over southern parts of Ontario and into the Great Lakes as it heads in our direction with a stronger cold front as well. The arrival of these two systems will be during the day on Tuesday with more numerous showers and thunderstorms, and some of these could be on the stronger side before we clear it out for Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front will stretch from the Great Lakes to the Plains and be the focal point for showers and thunderstorms over the next few days. Ample moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will be transported into this area and fuel convective activity, particularly in the afternoon and through the evening. While the risk of flash flooding and severe thunderstorms decreases in these areas, there'll still be a marginal risk of flash flooding in the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. Meanwhile, a stationary front will remain draped along the Carolinas through the weekend. With plenty of moisture on tap and instability from daytime heating, showers and storms will increase and a marginal risk of flash flooding will be possible through tomorrow. And scattered thunderstorms that have loomed over the desert southwest each afternoon the last few days is expected to continue through the weekend. Monsoonal moisture and daytime heating will lead to convection in the afternoon and evening, and localized flooding is possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, Boston, mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 99 in 1995, and the record low, 49 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm later today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm later today, highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower or thunderstorm later today, highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower or storm, upper 80s. A shower or thunderstorm possible on Monday, but unlikely, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 90s. A better chance at more showers and storms Tuesday, lower to mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Wednesday, and partly to mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, with highs both days in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.